Florence. Information. Region, Tuscany. Geographical position, located in the central part of the Italian peninsula on the banks of the Arno River. Population. The current population is 382,808 people over an area of 102.4 square kilometres. Climate. Mediterranean. The hottest months are July and August, with average temperatures of about 30 degrees centigrade. The coldest months are January and February. During these months, temperatures range from 1 degree to 10 degrees centigrade. How to get there? The most common ways to reach Florence are by plane and train. Airports. Florence has one international airport, Peretola. Train. Santa Maria Novella is Florence's main railway station. It is also the main hub for public transport inside Florence. Another important railway station is Firenze Campo di Marte. Getting around Florence. Bus. Florence has an excellent bus service. Tram. Three tram lines also operate in the city. Foot. The compact city centre, a restricted traffic area, is best explored on foot. Florence is a vast and beautiful monument to the Renaissance, the artistic and cultural reawakening of the 15th century. Writers such as Dante, Petrarch and Machiavelli contributed to its proud literary heritage, though it was the paintings and sculptures of artists such as Botticelli, Michelangelo and Donatello that turned the city into one of the world's greatest artistic capitals under the rule of the Medici family. Cosimo de' Medici, who seized power in 1434, had an eye for talent and became a patron to great artists such as Alberti, Brunelleschi and Filippo Lippi. His grandson, Lorenzo il Magnifico, continued in this direction by promoting art, music and poetry. Not long after Lorenzo's death in 1492, the Medici family was expelled, and Florence fell under the control of Savonarola, a Dominican monk who established a puritanical republic. Today, the splendour of the city's Renaissance past is still visible in the historic centre, a surprisingly compact area where the majority of the sites can be reached easily on foot. Places of worship. Duomo and Baptistry. Rising above the heart of the city, the richly decorated Duomo, Santa Maria del Fiore, and its orange-tiled dome have become Florence's most famous symbols. The cathedral was designed by Arnolfo di Cambio, an innovative architect and sculptor who laid the foundations of the Renaissance. Work began in 1296, but the building wasn't completed until the 1440s. The last part of the cathedral to be completed was the façade in 1887, which replaced the original 14th century facing, which had been left unfinished. The baptistry was begun in 1059, and it replaced the early Christian basilica of San Lorenzo as the cathedral of the city. Most people come to see the east doors of the baptistry, sculpted by Lorenzo Ghiberti, between 1425 and 1452. These doors were named the Gates of Paradise by Michelangelo. They are considered one of the most important masterpieces of Renaissance sculpture. Each panel represents a scene from the Old Testament and also reflects the theory of three-dimensional perspective which Renaissance artists considered important. The interior is decorated with colourful 13th century mosaics illustrating the Last Judgment. The dome by Filippo Brunelleschi, finished in 1463, dominates the city of Florence. Brunelleschi's revolutionary achievement was to build the largest dome of its time without scaffolding. When climbing the 463 steps to the top, it is possible to see how an inner shell provides a platform for the timbers that support the outer shell. The campanile, bell tower, designed by Giotto in 1334, was completed in 1359, 22 years after his death. It is shorter than the dome, and it is clad in white, green, and pink Tuscan marble. San Lorenzo. The oldest church in Florence is the San Lorenzo Church. It was consecrated in AD 393 by St. Ambrose and dedicated to St. Lawrence Martyr. However, little is left of the original church today. San Lorenzo was the parish church of the Medici family, and in 1419 Brunelleschi was commissioned to rebuild it in the classical style of the Renaissance. Almost a century later, Michelangelo submitted some plans for the façade and began work on the Medici tombs in the Sagrestia Nuova, new sacristy. He also designed a library, the Laurentian Library, Biblioteca Medicea Laurentiana, to house the family's collection of manuscripts. The lavish family mausoleum, the Cappella dei Principi, was begun in 1604. Santa Croce. The magnificent Gothic church of Santa Croce, 1294, is the largest Franciscan church in the world. It contains the tombs of many famous Florentines, including Michelangelo, Galileo, and Machiavelli. The spacious, airy interior is enhanced by radiant frescoes of Giotto and his gifted pupil, Taddeo Gaddi, painted early in the 14th century. The Arnolfo and Brunelleschi cloisters provide visitors with fine examples of Renaissance architectural precision. The rest of the monastic buildings around the cloister form a museum of religious painting and sculpture. Galleries and museums. Galleria degli Uffizi. The Galleria degli Uffizi is one of the most important museums in the world for Italian art, and in particular, art from the Renaissance period. Situated close to the Piazza della Signoria, the museum is housed in a long, narrow building that was designed by the architect Giorgio Vasari to serve as the Uffizi, or offices, of the magistrates of the Grand Duchy of Tuscany. Today, the Uffizi Gallery holds much of the private collection of the Medici family. Well represented at the Uffizi are all the famous names from Italy's rich artistic heritage, including Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, Caravaggio, Botticelli, Raphael, Giotto, Titian, and many more. One of the notable features of the gallery is the Vasari Corridor, a hidden walkway that was built for the Medici family in 1564 and which connects the Palazzo Vecchio and the gallery with the Pitti Palace apartments. The corridor is over 1 kilometre long and was commissioned by Cosimo I to celebrate the marriage of his son, Francesco. This private corridor enabled the Medici to move freely between their private residence and the seat of government without requiring an escort or having to walk on the street among the commoners. Galleria dell'Accademia. The Academy of Fine Arts, founded in 1563, was the first school established in Europe specifically to teach the techniques of drawing, painting, and sculpture. The art collection displayed here was formed in 1784 to provide material for students to study and copy. The most famous work is Michelangelo's David, 1504, a colossal 5.2 meters nude of the biblical hero who killed the giant Goliath. The sculpture was commissioned by the city for Piazza della Signoria, but was moved to the Accademia in 1873. One copy now stands in its original position, and a second is on Piazzale Michelangelo. The David established Michelangelo at the age of 29 as the foremost sculptor of his time. Michelangelo's other masterpieces in the Accademia include the Quattro Prigioni, Four Prisoners, sculpted between 1521 and 1523, and intended to adorn the tomb of Pope Julius II. The muscular figures struggling to free themselves from the stone are among the most dramatic of Michelangelo's works. The Accademia also contains an important collection of paintings by 15th and 16th century Florentine artists, among them Filippino Lippi, Fra Bartolomeo, Bronzino, and Ridolfo del Ghirlandaio. Museo Nazionale del Bargello, Florence's second-ranking museum after the Uffizi, the Bargello contains a wonderful medley of applied arts and Italy's finest collection of Renaissance sculpture. The key exhibits range over three floors, beginning with the Michelangelo Room, redesigned after extensive damage during the 1966 flood. Several works by Michelangelo lie dotted around the room. The most famous, a tipsy-looking Bacchus, 1497. Countless works by other sculptors occupy the same room, including an exquisite Mercury, 1564, by Giambologna, as well as several virtuoso bronzes by the sculptor and goldsmith Benvenuto Cellini, 1500 to 1571. Three palaces. Palazzo Medici Riccardi. The history of Palazzo Medici Riccardi, one of the most famous in Florence, is an integral part of the history of the city. Built in the mid-15th century on commission from the Medici by Michelozzo, the building became an important example of Renaissance architecture. After a period of neglect, in 1659 the Medici sold it to the Riccardi family, who renovated the interior with Baroque flavour and extended the north area of the building. The palace offers visitors the chance to retrace over four centuries of the history of art, architecture and collecting in Florence. On the ground floor is Michelozzo's 15th century courtyard and the Chapel of the Magi, the true gem of the palace. The chapel, built and decorated in the 15th century, features charming decorations. Palazzo Rucellai. Built in 1446 to 1451, this is one of the most ornate Renaissance palaces in the city. It was commissioned by Giovanni Rucellai, whose enormous wealth derived from the import of a rare and costly red dye. The precious dye was called Oricello, from which the name Rucellai is derived. Palazzo Strozzi. The Strozzi Palace is awesome because of its size. 15 buildings were demolished to make way for it. The palace was commissioned by the wealthy banker Filippo Strozzi, who died in 1491, only 2 years after the foundation stone was laid. The building was not completed until 1538, and three major architects had a hand in its design: Giuliano da San Gallo, Benedetto da Maiano, and Simone del Pollaiolo. Life in the palazzo revolves around its Renaissance courtyard, which is used as a venue for concerts, performance art, contemporary art installations, theatrical performances, and a great deal more.